ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Moshe Chaim Byron. Maseches Menachos is dedicated to Eilui Nishmas Rabbi Chiel Michel ben Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda Karfunkel.
Menachos Daf Ches. I'll begin at the bottom of Zayin Amud Beis. The Gemara brings a machoikus between Rabbi Lozer and Rabbi Yechanan about Chavitei Kohen Gadol, whether it could be Niskadish L'chatzoin or not. The sheet of Rabbi Yechanan is Ein Kadosh L'chatzoin if you're Mekadosh two half Yisraelim and two different Kelim. For the Minchas Chavit and the din is that it's not Niskadish, and Rabbi Lozer holds it is Niskadish L'chatzoin, you do not have to be Mekadosh the entire Yisrael together in one Kli. The Gemara is asking a kasha on this, from that which the Gemara brought earlier, Rav Zriko B'Shem Rabbi Lozer, this is halfway down Zayin Amud Beis, he said a din, that if one is Mekabel Dam Pochos Mekadei Hazo, the Dam is not Niskadish, and the Gemara asks a kasha over here, Im Isa Leilif Midam, if Rabbi Lozer holds that Dam that's Pochos Mekadei Hazo is not Niskadish, we should learn from there to Minchas Chavitin as well, that it should not be Niskadish L'chatzoin. The Maisa, the Teres, which the Gemara brings to this Kasha, is that Reb Lozer holds Mincha mi Mincha Yalif, Mincha mi Dam lo Yalif. You do not learn Halachis from Dam to Mincha, so even though by Dam there's such a din, you have to be Mekabel all of the Dam, which is necessary for the Azois together, but by Mincha there is no such din, you have to Mekadish the entire Mincha together. Now we should point out that at first glance it seems the Shita of Reb Lozer, who holds Mincha Midam Lo Yalef, does not seem to fit with the Shita of Rava on Daf Zayin Amud Beis. Rava over there says, Mincha Midam Yalfinon. For that reason, Rava holds that one cannot be Mekadosh Shekhoimitz Bekli Shal Gabei Karka, just like by Dam, the Kli has to be held at the time of Kabbalah, so too B'Shas Matan Kli of the Khoimitz also it has to be held. And the Gemara is before that if Rava holds that you can out Mincha from Dam, then the Din should also be the same way Dam, which is Niskabo Pochos Mekdei Hazo, it's not a good Kabbalah, so to Mincha as well, if you divide the Kaimitz and you put it into two different Kalim, the Din should be that the Kaimitz is not Niskadish, you learn that Din Mincha from Dam, and that's the Maskana Se Gemara. The Gemara says, Hodarei Rava Me'ahi, the Maisa, the Sheet of Rava is that the Kaimitz, which is Niskalik into two Kalim, the Din is that it's not Niskadish. Akaparim, it seems that there's a Machaikis between Rava and Rabbi Lozer. Rava holds you can learn Mincha from Dam, and Rabbi Lozer over here at the top of Chesam and Aleph, he says that you cannot learn out Mincha from Dam. If so, it should come out that according to the sheet of Rabbi Lozer, a Kaimitz which is Neschalik and put into two different Kalim, it's not necessarily Muchach, just because by Dam the Din is, the Dam which you're Mekabel Pachos Mekdei Hazo, it's not a good Kabbalah, so too by Kaimitz as well, it would not be a good Kiddush. Rabbi Lozer holds you cannot learn out Mincha from Dam, therefore it's possible that by Mincha the Din would be, that if you Mekadosh the Kaimitz in two Kalim, it is a good Kiddush. However, as we'll soon see, this is really not Muchach. It's really not necessary to say that there's a machoikus between Rava and Rabbi Lozer, and we see that from the Shita of Kubetzes earlier in Daf Zayin Amud Beis in Oiz Dalet. He explains the Gemara's kash over there, that which the Gemara asks on Rava, in Misa Leilif Midam, if Rava holds that you can learn Mincha from Dam, the din should be that Kaimitz should nischalik and put into two Kalim, should not be niskadish. The Shita of Kubetzes explains over there, he says, the Bishlam, if you hold that one cannot learn out Mincha from Dam, then we would understand that the Kaimitz is niskadish, even though it's divided into two Kalim. Just like we find that by Minchas Chavitin, the Minchas Neskadish, even though it's only in L'chatzoin, it's in two different Kalim. If Rava would not hold Yalfina Mincha Midam, then you would say Yalfina Mincha Mi Mincha, you would say that the Kiddush of the Kaimitz is kosher in two Kalim, just like Minchas Chavitin can be divided into two Kalim. However, now that Rava says Yalf Mincha Midam, then Redimur has a good Kasha, you should learn out Mincha from Dam, just like by Dam, the din is that it's not Neskadish if it's Pachos B'Kidei Hazo. So too, if the Kaimitz is Neschalik L'chatzoin, it should not be a good Kiddush. In the Chayr, we could point out, there seems to be a Ha'ar over here, that which the Shita Mekubetzes is explaining the Gemara's Kasha on Rava earlier, that if he does not learn Mincha from Dam, then he should learn out the Kiddush Kaimitz from the Kiddush of the Chavitin. The Chayr, even if one does hold Yalfin on Mincha Midam, surely it's more mistabra to learn out Mincha from Mincha than to learn Mincha from Dam. So if we have a Makar that Mincha is Neschalik L'chatzoin, according to the Shita of Rabbi Lozer over here, the Chavitin is Niskadish L'chatzoin. The Shita Mekubetzes is understanding we could explain Rava that he holds on Derech Rabbi Lozer that we have a Makar that Mincha is Niskadish L'chatzoin. Once we have such a Makar, why wouldn't it be Pashat that we should learn Mincha from Mincha and the Kiddush Kemetz also should be Niskadish L'chatzoin just like Chavitin? Why would you rather learn Mincha from Dam than learn Mincha from Mincha? Now the answer to this is Pashat because Be'etzim the Gemara previously also, when the Gemara was discussing the din of Rava, whether you can be Mekadosh or Kaimitz with Klisha Gabe Karka, the two studs of Rava were, do you say learn Mincha from Dam? That just like by Dam, the Kli has to be held with Shas Kabbalah, so too the Matan Kli of the Kaimitz also, the Kli has to be held with Shas the Matan Kli. Or should you learn Mincha from Mincha, meaning the Kiddush Rishain of a Mincha? That Rava brought a raya from Sidur Bezichin that the original, the first Kiddush of the Mincha Bekli does not require that the Kli be held at the time of the Kiddush. Rava's suffix was, the Kiddush Kaimetz, do you say that we should learn Mincha from Mincha, meaning learn the Kiddush Kaimetz from the Kiddush Rishayna of the Mincha, which can be done even if the Kli is al Gabe Karka? Or do you say, no, it's more mistarwa to learn the Kiddush Kaimetz from Kabbalah Saddam, even though Mincha from Mincha on one hand is more similar, but on the other hand, the Kiddush Kaimetz of the Mincha is more similar to the Kabbalah Saddam, that was the suffix of Rava, and that he was pushed that you should learn the Kiddush Kaimetz from the Kabbalah Saddam, and that's what the Shidin Wetzes means to say, that once Rava tells us that the Kiddush of a Kaimetz is more similar to Kabbalah Saddam than it is to Kiddush Rishayna of the Mincha, then right, the din should also be that if the Kaimetz is Nischalik and Niskadish in two different Kalim, the Kiddush should not work, just like by Kabbalah Saddam. If you would not have said that, if you would have said Yalfina Mincha mi Mincha, as far as the din of being Mekadosh B'Kli Shal Gabay Karka, and you would have also said as far as this din of being Mekadosh L'Chatzoin, that the same way the original Kiddush of the Mincha works L'Chatzoin, compare the Kiddush of the Kaimetz to the original Kiddush of the Mincha, and the first Kiddush of the Mincha, that we know it does work L'Chatzoin, according to the Sheet of Rebbe Lazar, that we know from Chavitin that it's Neskadosh L'Chatzoin. Now what we see from this Sheet of Mekobetzes is, firstly we see that he holds Rava could hold like Rebbe Lazar. Although Rava holds Mincha Midam Yalfinon, and here at the top of Ches Med Aleph, where it says B'das Rebbe Lazar, he al karcha holds Mincha Midam Lo Yalif, the Shita is mashma that Rava could fit with the Shita of Rebbe Lazar, and it's not mashma that after we know that Rava holds Mincha Midam Yalif, now that he would not fit with Rebbe Lazar, and he would have to hold that the Chavitin is not Neskadosh L'Chatzoin. Obviously these two dinim are not a stira, and the Pshat is Pashut. Rava and Rebbe Lazar are talking about two totally different discussions. Rava was talking about whether the Avodah of Matan Kaimetz Bekli is more similar to the dinim of Kabbalah Saddam, or it's more similar to the Kiddush Rishayna of the Mincha. Then Rava concluded that it's more mistaba to learn the Avodah of Matan Kaimetz Bekli from the Avodah of Kabbalah Saddam, and not from the Kiddush Rishayna of a Mincha. Rebbe Lazar was talking about a different nidain. He was talking about whether we should learn the Kiddush, the Mincha, the original Kiddush of the Minchas Chavitin, and as we'll see, Behemshech, Taisis, and the Shita Mekbetas are Mavur. The din of Rebbe Lazar is not specifically by Minchas Chavitin, it's by Omen Achais. Rakapanim, his nidin was, should you learn the Kiddush Rishayna of the Mincha, from now which we find that Dam is not Neskadosh Pachos Mekdei Azah. That's what Rebbe Lazar says, Mincha Midam Lo Yalif, and Rava could be maskim to that. As we see clearly in the Shita Mekbetas, he understands that Rava could holik Rebbe Lazar. He doesn't have to holik Rebbe Yechanan, who says that Minchas Chavitin is not Neskadosh L'Chatzoin. He could holik Rebbe Lazar, and as far as being Mekadosh the Mincha originally, Mincha Midam Lo Yalfinam, we don't learn from the din of Kabbalah Saddam that Mincha also has to be Neskadosh, the whole thing together. The Nidin of Rava, as we said again, is talking about the Kiddush of the Matan Kaimetz. That Rava held is more mistabah to learn it out from the din of Kabbalah Saddam as opposed to the Kiddush Rishayna of a Mincha. According to this, we could conclude that Rava and Rebbe Lazar could be maskim to each other. Rava could be maskim to that which Rebbe Lazar says, and as far as the original Kiddush of the Mincha, it is Neskadosh L'Chatzoin. That we do not learn from Dam, which needs Kabbalah of Kedei Hazah. And at the same time, Rebbe Lazar could be maskim to Rava, as far as the Kiddush Kaimetz Bekli, that we do learn from Dam. Kiddush Kaimetz Bekli is similar to Kabbalah Saddam, more similar than it is to the original Kiddush of the Mincha. So Rebbe Lazar could be maskim that the Kaimetz is not Neskadosh L'Chatzoin. Now, in the Esam Kash of the Gemara, that which the Gemara asks on Rebbe Lazar, you should learn from Dam, which is not Neskadosh L'Chatzoin, so too Chavitei Kain Gadol also should not be Neskadosh L'Chatzoin. Taisus asks a very simple kasha. Taisus is printed on Dav Zayin Amud Beis, the Remeskel Vim Isa. He says, the Rebbe Lazar seems to give a svar which is specific to Chavitei Kain Gadol, Mitoch Shekrev L'Chatzoin, Kedosh L'Chatzoin. According to that, he would be masking that by other Menachis, the din is that it has to be Neskadosh altogether. You cannot divide the Yisrael and Mekadosh in two different Kalim. If so, what's the Gemara's kasha from them? And if Nami Rebbe Lazar is masking, we could learn from them to all Menachis other than Chavitin. Just like Dam is not Neskadosh L'Chatzoin, Menachos also cannot be Neskadosh L'Chatzoin. The only exception is Chavitin because of the specific Sfar that is Kreivel L'Chatzoin. So Taisus has three Terutim to this Kasha. We'll start with the second Teretz. The second Teretz Taisus says, once we find by Chavitin that it's Neskadosh L'Chatzoin because of the Sfar of Kreivel L'Chatzoin, then already we can learn from Chavitin to other Menachos as well. As we saw previously, the Shita Mekobetzes in Eitz Dalet, which we mentioned before, he also says that other menachos are learned from Chavitin that they can be Kedosh L'Chatzoin. That's how he explained the Gemara before. The Mishnah of Rava would hold Yalfina Mincha Mi Mincha as opposed to Yalfina Mincha Mi Dam. Then we'd understand why Rava holds Kremetz Shecholku B'Shnei Kelim that it's Neskadosh. You can learn from the original Kiddush of the Mincha. And the original Kiddush, the Shita Mekobetzes says, that does work L'Chatzoin just like by Chavitin. From Chavitin, we can learn to all Menachos that they're Niskadosh Lechatzoin. Akupam, the Shittim Gretzes holds like this Teretz of Tosis. Now, in the third Teretz of Tosis, he says that Blazer, who said this Sora of Yalef Mechavitin, he really was only coming to say, that even if you hold that you cannot be Mekadosh and Mincha Lechatzoin, at least you should be masking to me that by Chavitin you should be able to, since it's Krevel Lechatzoin. But the Meister Blazer himself holds that all Menachos can be Niskadosh Lechatzoin, even without coming onto this Sora of Krevel Lechatzoin. That's the final Teretz of Tosis. Now, the first Teretz of Tosis, he argues, and the first Teretz holds that Ein Chanami, your Blazer's din is actually only by Chavitin and not by other Menachos. The Svar of Mutoich Shekravin Lechatzin, Niskadosh Shechatzin, that's Bedafka, any Mincha where you don't have this Svar, then Ein Chanami would not be Niskadosh Lechatzin. If so, so the Kashra of Tosis was, what is it going to mean to ask, Emisa Leilif Midam, Ein Chanami, other Menachos you do learn from Dam. Minchas Chavitin has a specific Svar which you don't have by Dam. And that Tosis answers, and he says that no, that even by Dam, it also would have that similar svar to Chavitin, that it's Krevel Lechatzin. The Lashon of Tosis is, Dam Nami Krevel Lechatzin, Sheish Dar Matanois, Vizayin Hazois de Para. The Girsa of Tosis is not so clear, there are different Girsais over here. There's one Girsa which would seem to be the easiest to understand. The word de Para should actually be de Paroiches. Tosis is saying that Chatois Apnimius have four Matanois on the Mizbeach and seven on the Paroiches. And that each one is considered an avodah b'fnei'atzmo, and still there's the yafim mekabel kedei hazov all the matanis together. That would be a good comparison to minchas chavitin, which also is krevel lechatzoin. Just as by dam, even though each matan is a separate akrova, yafim mekabel all of the dam together. So too by chavitin, even though you're doing two different akrovos, it has to all be niskadish together. So the ma'aseh of this machlokes is between the terutzim of Tosfos. According to the first teretz of Tosfos, her blazer's din is dafka by minchas chavitin. The other menachos he would hold, you have to be mekadosh the entire mincha together. And even though his din is only by minchas chavitin, still the Gemara does have a good comparison to dam, because dam is similar to chavitin in that way. All of them has to be niskabel together, even though each hazo of dam is a separate matana on the mizbeach. According to the second and third teretz of Tosis, the din of Reb Lozer is not specifically by minchas chavitin. By all menachos he holds that the din is, you could be mekadosh the mincha lechatzoin. Now just make a dikduk on that which Tosis says in his first teretz, that hazois of dam, you have to be mekadosh all of them together, even though the four hazois and the seven hazois, each one is an avodah b'fnei atzmai. The mashmaos of Tosis is that you have to be mekadosh in one kli enough to do 11 hazois. All of the hazois together, we have to be mekadosh in one kli. We saw the Rashi is mashma otherwise. Rashi in Dibur Maschal b'dam mai. He talks over there about parim and seirim and esrofim, and he says the problem with being mekabel in two kelim is that in a case where one kli is mekabel gimel hazois and one kli daud hazois, that's not good enough. The Mashmois of Rashi is, you have to be mekabel in one kli enough to do all seven hazois, but we can be dying from Rashi that you not need to be mekabel enough to do 11 hazois. That you could be mekabel in two different kelim. Tosis v'chayr would be mashma otherwise. Tosis is mashma, you have to be mekabel all 11 hazois in one kli. Mashmois, if you take a look carefully in Tosis behemshech and a few lines later, he does say, elosh yehebe kli shir zayin hazois. He does mention be mekabel zayin hazois. One has to know what exactly is Tosis shita over here. Do you have to be mekabel in kli enough to do all 11 hazois, or is it enough just to be mekabel in one kli for the zayin and one kli for the dalid? Now the Sfasemis over here, as well as in the Taras HaKodesh, they both point out that the first Taras of Tosis Zachari would not work according to the Shita of the Rambam. The Rambam in Perek Dalet Huchos Meiser Karbonis Halocha Ches, he paskins as follows: If kol hazvachem shekibol domon pachos mikdei hazah loy niskadash hadam. The Rambam paskins the din is, you have to be mekabel enough to do kedei hazah. If you're mekabel in one kli pachos mekedei hazah, that's not mekadosh the dam. The Mishnah Melech over there is medayik b'das Rambam. The Rambam holds all you need, the whole din of our Gemara on Daf Zayin Amud Beis, which says you have to be mekabel kedei hazah. You don't need to be mekabel more than one hazah. You just have to be mekabel enough in a kli to do one hazah. And the Mishnah Melech explains, even though there are karbanos where a number of the hazahs are ma'akiv, by chatois apnimis, you need to have 11 hazahs altogether. Still, the shita of the Rambam is you do not have to mekabel more than one hazah in each kais. As long as you're mekabel in a kais, kedei hazah, you can't be mekabel in two separate kaises, each one chatzi kedei hazah. As long as you're mekabel in each kais kedei hazah, that's already enough. You don't have to be mekabel all of the dam which is necessary for the kapara of that carbon. If so, they ask, the chayr, the kasha will be difficult. Where is the Gemara's kasha over here under Belozer, Nelef, Midam? By dam, all you need to do is to be mekabel kedei hazah, even a carbon which needs more than one hazah. You can mekabel the different hazois and different kelim. So why would you think that by chavitin, there you have to mekadosh an entire chavitin at once? And Taras HaKodesh asks that he said, if anything, the opposite, we should be able to learn from dam. If you can mekabel one hazah in each kli, And surely by chavitin also you should be able to mekadesh half of the mincha at a time. If anything, it says it's a kol shekein. If within one carbon which needs a number of hazayis, you could mekabel the different hazayis and different kelim, kol shekein minchas chavitin, which is really two different karbonis, you mark of one carbon in the morning and one carbon in the night, for sure you should be able to mekadesh it in different kelim. The Rambam would have to hold like one of the other terutzim of Tosfos. One could take a look in the Taras HaKadosh, he gives another Taras with the Hasa Rambam, how it could even fit with the first Taras of Tosfos. The Maaseh Sfasema says, even if he Tosfos that holds, you have to be mekabel all of the Azayis in one Kli, it would still be difficult to understand. What's the comparison from Dam to Chavitin? Dam is one carbon, you have to be mekabel all of the Azayis which the carbon requires in one Kli. Veshenkin Chavitin, he says, L'char is two different carbonis. He's makrav chatzi yisarin, that's one carbon which he's makrav in the morning, and the other chatzi yisarin is a separate carbon in the evening. These are two different carbonis, even if by dam you have to be mekabel all of it in one kli. Haminchas chavitin, you should be able to be mekadesh it in two different kelim, because each chatzi yisarin is a separate carbon. This is the kasha of Sfasemes on Tosfos. He says, you have to cite one of the other two of Tosfos. He leaves off its archin on the first terrors of Tosfos. Now, in the Sefer Minchas Avraham, he discusses what exactly is the gedder of Minchas chavitin. You mark of chatzi yisarin in the morning, chatzi yisarin in the evening. Do we actually look at that as two separate carbonis? Or perhaps we could explain that it's really considered one carbon. He says, although we find the shita of the Ramban holds as far as the minyan ha-mitzvahs, that the two karbonis tamid are counted as two separate mitzvahs. The karbon tamid shal shachar is one mitzvah, and the karbon tamid shal bein arbaim is a separate mitzvah. However, as far as the minchas chavitin is concerned, the Ramban is maskim that it's only counted as one mitzvah. The pshat would be that the two tamidin are two separate karbonis. The minchas chavitin is really just one karbon. He says, Al-Karach, this is what you have to say to answer the kasha of the Sfasemes over here. If the Gemara is comparing the Kabbalah Sadam, that you have to be mekabel all of the azayis of the carbon, the Gemara is comparing that to Minchas Chavitin, you have to be mekadesh the whole thing together. The Chavitin would be mukhach to say like this, that the two halves of the Chavitin are not two different carbonis, it's all one carbon. The Minchas Avraham brings over there that if you hold the way we explained with Das Rashi, that even though Chatayis HaPnimiyos need altogether 11 Matanis of Dam, you can mekabel on two separate kelim. One kli you can mekabel the seven hazayis for the pareches, and a separate kli you can mekabel four matanis to be used on the mizbeach hapnimi. If so, this would need an explanation. Why is it that as far as dam, even though all 11 hazayis are part of the same carbon, we look at that as two separate akravais, and you can mekabel on two separate kelim, why would the two halves of the chavitim be worse than that? That would have to be niskalish in the same kli. The svar would be the opposite. The two akravais of the two halves of the chavitim, that would be considered more separate hakravais than the seven and the four matanis of the dam. Therefore, if the four and the seven could be niskabel in two different kelim, the two halves of the chavitin should be able to be niskalish in two different kelim. This kashi leaves b'tzarachiyun. Now, continue on, the Gemara towards the top of Chesam and Aleph asks Akasha, and on one hand we find Rabbi Lozer is Yalef mincha mi mincha. That's how he knows that mincha should come to Beichol's kosher, because we find Silik Bezichin, which is also similar to Kmitza, that's done by Heichel. On the other hand, the Gemara asks, we find the Lo Yalef Mincha Mi Mincha. We see your blazer holds that we do not learn Dinim from a regular Mincha to the Lechem Aponim. We see your blazer says, in a case where one of the Lechem Aponims was Chaser, your blazer says, even in a case where it was not yet Pirka, he did not yet take off the Lechem and the Levainer from the Mizbeach, it was only Giyazman Lefarik, still the din is that he could be Makter the Levainer. And the Gemara's kash is, l'chare, if you could compare lechem aponim to a regular mincha, a regular mincha, the din is that if it's chaser kaitim kmitza, the din is that the kaimitz cannot be hukter. The mincha is already pasul. Why over here does he hold that you could still be makter the levaina if one of the lechems was chaser before the lechem aponim was removed from the mizbeach? Now what exactly do these words mean, actually pirka? What is this referring to? So here we have machaikis rishainim. The lashon of Rashi over here, Dibur Maschel, actually pirka, Rashi says, L'mareches lechem aponim b'shabbos. Kiputin Rashi understands, actually Pirka is referring to the lechem itself, before he takes the lechem off of the mizbeach on Shabbos. That's actually Pirka. There the Raisa says, that if one of the lechem aponim is broke, you cannot be makta the levaina. If it was l'achash Pirka, if you already took off the lechem aponim from the mizbeach, then it was chaser, one of the lechems broke, then the lechem itself is pasul, and you cannot eat it, but you still can't be makta the bezichin. Now the ha'ar over here is, if we're comparing a regular mincha to the lechem aponim, by regular mincha we differentiate between a case where the shirayim were chaser before the ma'aseh kmitza and a case where they were chaser after the ma'aseh kmitza. The comparable din by lechem aponim would be before you're misalik the bezichin and after you're misalik the bezichin. As we saw already previously in the sugya a few times, the silik bezichin is parallel to the kmitza of a regular mincha, So if the Gemara over here is trying to ask that you should be Yalef Mincha Mimincha, the same way a different Mincha which was Chaser before Kmitza, once it's Chaser you cannot be Makir the Kaimetz, Lechem Apayim should have the parallel din. That din should be that if one of the Lechems was Chaser before the Silik Bezichin, then one should not be able to be Makir the Bezichin. If we take a look in the Shittim Kabetzes Eiz Gimel, this is exactly what he says. He quotes B'Shem Abin Agershim, that Mishapirka means Shehifish Kumtza Dahinu HaBezichin. Pirka is not referring to the Lechem, Pirka is referring to the Bezichin because we're trying to make a comparison between the Kaimetz of regular Mincha and the Silik Bezichin of Lechem Aponim, so it would not be dependent on the Silik of the Lechem, it would be dependent on the Silik of the Bezichin. Now, but that's Rashi, there are those who want to explain that when Rashi says, Ashley Pirka means the Mareches Lechem Aponim B'Shabbos, the Mareches Lechem Aponim actually includes both the Lechem and the Bezichin. Rashi uses that Lashon of Mareches, but Be'ikar, what's important to us is the Silik Bezichin. That's really what's Kaveya, because that's what's comparable to the Kmitah. And the truth is, this is really totally in the correct Girsa of Rashi later on, Rashi in Dibur Maschal Mishapirko. The Girsa that we have before Neinu is, Afagav de la'achar Silik Matzah Nifras Psulo, Da'avish Yerahem Shechosr Ben Kmitah La'akhtara. Rashi talks about the Silik Matzah. This is how the Bach is Girsa in Rashi, and Matzah would be a way of referring to the Lechem Aponim. The truth is, the Lechem Aponim really was Matzah, did not become Chametz. It would be an interesting choice of words why Rashi chose the word matzah here. Rakapanim, if you go like this girsa, the girsa of the Bach, and Rashi will be saying Misha Pirka, the word Pirka is referring to the silik of the Lechem Aponim, not the silik of the Bezichin. However, the Shita Mekubetzes over here in Eischof Aleph, he's girsa in Rashi differently. He's girsa de la'achar silik Bezichin in Nifras. This Shita Mekubetzes will be the Shitasei, as he brought before B'Shem Ben Gershim, that actually Pirka and Misha Pirka is not dependent on the Lechem, rather, it's dependent on the Silik Bezichin. Akopam, the Shita of Rashi over here is not so clear. One could say that he goes to Derech HaBein Gershim. However, we do have a Rambam who says Mefurish now like this. Rambam Hilchos Tvidim U'Musafim Perek Hei Alocha Tes Vov. He says as follows. Nifriso chala achas min alechem. Im atchloi heisir halechem mi ala shocha nifriso halechem posel ve'inim makter olavis ha-bezichin. V'im achar sheheisir halechem nifras halechem posel u'makter olavis ha-bezichin. The Rambam is clear that it's dependent on the silik of the lechem, not the silik of the bezichin. And here, this will be difficult to understand, as we asked before, if we're comparing the lechem aponim to a regular mincha. By a regular mincha, the din is that if the shirayim was chaser before the kmitzah, the din is that one cannot be makter the kaimitz. The mincha is possible. If it was chaser ben kmitzah laktara, that is a machlokes. The ma'aseh l'halacha we hold that you could be makter the kaimitz, just you cannot eat the shirayim in that case. And if the Rambam is passing a parallel din by Lechem Aponim, then it should be dependent on the Silik Bezichin, which is the same as the Kmitzah. Why should it be dependent on the Silik of the Lechem Aponim from the Shulchan? So the Brisk Rav addresses this issue, and he explains that the Rambam had a whole different pshat in the Shakavataya of our Gemara. The Gemara had asked the Kash under Belozer, that if he's Yalef Mincha mi Mincha, if we could learn dinim from Mincha to a Lechem Aponim, so we should also learn the din that the same way by Mincha, it's possible, if the Mincha was Chosra Koidim Kmitzah, the Lechem Aponim should have a similar din, that Kaidim Shapirka, Pirka Kapshuta means the Silik Bezichin, also the Mincha should be Posel, you should not be able to Makter the Bezichin. If so, how could Rabbi Elazar say that even if it's only Hegiyas Man Lefarik, already the din is that if it's Chaser, you could still be Makter the Bezichin? On this thing we answer that Lechem Aponim is Cholik from other Menachos Leibor, Brir, Kaimitz, Tidei, Mashenkin, Lechem Aponim, Kapshuta, what the Gemara means to say, and this is Rashi's Mahalach in the Sugyo, the Gemara is answering that Einich Hanami really Lechem Aponim would also have the same din, that if it's Chaser Koidim Kmitzah, you should not be able to be Makter the Kaimitz. The Mincha is Posel. However, there's a Sfar that once it's Hegiyas Man Lefarik, it's already commanded Pirka Dami since it's Borer Kaimitz today, and therefore Be'esem there really is no difference between other Menachos and Lechem Aponim. If you learn the Shaka V'Tayah of the Gemara this way, then clearly it should be telling the Silik Bezichin, it should not be telling when you took the Lechem off of the Shulchan. However, the Biskrov says the Ram had a different understanding in the Shaka V'Tayah of the Gemara. In the Kasha of the Gemara held the same way every Mincha has a psol of Chosar Koidim Kmitzo, Lechem Aponim should have the same psol. However, when the Gemara gives a teretz that since it's Bar Briri Kaimitz today, the Biskrov explains B'das HaRambam, the Gemara means to say that the regular psol which a Mincha has of Chosar Koidim Kmitzo does not apply Bechlal to Lechem Aponim. And the Pshat is because what is the psol of Chosar Koidim Kmitzo? This is learned from a pasuk. Rashi over here quotes, it's a Gemara in Daf Testament Beis, Mina Mincha Pratla Shechosra. What is this psal of Chosar Koidim Kmitza? One could have understood that it's a psal in the Maisa Kmitza. It's only considered a vow in Maisa Kmitza if it's done from a Mincha which has the full shear. Once something's missing from the shir of the mincha, that's not a good ma'isik mitzah. However, the Biskov explains to Bidas Rambam, he understands this din differently. The din of chaser kodim kmitza, the pshat is that it's a psal in the mincha. A mincha that was chaser becomes psal. However, it's only if it was chaser before the ma'isik mitzah. If it was chaser after the ma'isik mitzah, it does not become psal. And the gather is, because before the ma'isik mitzah, it has a shem of mincha on it. Everything together is called the mincha. If it's missing something from the shir, then it's psal. Once the ma'isik mitzah is done already, then what's left in the kli after the ma'isik mitzah is called the shiraim. It doesn't have a shem mincha, so the gzeres ha'kosav, which says that if the mincha is chaser, then it's pasal, that only applies before the kmitzah. Once the ma'isik mitzah is done already and it's called shiraim, it does not have that gzeres ha'kosav, that chaser is pasal. If so, the Biskrov says, b'das ha'ramam, the Ram understands when the Gemara answers that lechem aponim is different from a regular mincha, the Gemara means to say that it's fundamentally different, that it has already a shem of shiraim even before the ma'isa of silik bezichin. A regular mincha, the ma'isik mitzah is kaveya, that this is called the kaimis, and the rest is called the shirayim. That's when it does no longer has a shem mincha, it has a new shem of shirayim. Mashenkin lechem upon him, but you don't take anything from the lechem. As soon as it's niskadish on the shulchan, we know already exactly what is the lechem, what is the levaina. Nothing has to be separated. And therefore the regular din, which every mincha has, that if it's chaser kaidim the ma'isik mitzah, the mincha becomes pasul, that din does not apply by the lechem upon him. Now, the Gemara says, "Av bi shaloi pirka kamisha pirka domi." What does that mean? Like the regular klal, that since it's about to be done, it's ready to be done. We look at it as if it was done already. If that was the pshat in the Gemara, then be'esem what the Gemara is saying is that really the din would apply by lechem upanim as well. That if it's chaser kodim kmitza, it becomes pasul. It's just that if it's a giyas man, then we look at it as if it was already pirka. Therefore, it's comparable to a mincha which already had kmitza. The Biskrov is explaining with Dasa Ramam that the regular din of mincha shechaser kodim kmitza does not apply bechlal by lechem upanim since it's already mevurer. So what is the chiluk between a giyas man lefarik and lo yegiyas man lefarik? This Rav explains because the truth is there really is a pasuk by lechem upon him itself, that if one of the lechems becomes chaser, then it's pasul. Rashi over here in Dibur Maskel halechem pasul, he quotes the Gemara later on in Daf Yud Beis Amud Beis, we learn from a pasuk, kodesh kadoshim hi, we learn shem nifrasa achas mechalisa kulam psulais. So what is this din? The Bisk Rav explains. The Ram understands this din is not the same din as mincha shechaser kodesh kmitza, it's a different din. It's a specific din by lechem aparim that while it's on the shulchan, if one of the lechems becomes chaser, then all of them become pasul. This is only while it's still on the shulchan, that's when it has a shame lechem aponim. Once it's nostalgic from the shulchan, it's not called lechem aponim anymore. It does not have that psul chaser. And that's what the Gemara says is dependent on higiyas man lefarik and lo higiyas man lefarik. Once it's higiyas man lefarik, then already it does not have a shame of lechem aponim. It doesn't belong anymore on the shulchan, one can take it off already. Then really the din is that it does not have this psul chaser, this new din which we learned specifically by lechem aponim, that if one of them becomes chaser, all of them become pasul. It's only while it's on the shulchan, and Blazer's mechadesh that even if it's a giyas man lefarik, also the din is that it no longer has this new psul of chaser. The Biskrov explains further that if lechem aponim would have the regular din of a mincha, the chaser kaidim kmitza, the mincha becomes pasul. And this farver Blazer afbi shloi pirka kamisha pirka damia, that wouldn't help. It would be totally in the actual kmitza lemeisa. The Shas Kmitza, when you do the Kmitza Bepayel, would have to be that the Mincha is not Chaser yet, would not help the fact that it's already Hegiyah's Man Lefarik. It's only after the Gemara's Teretz that the regular Psul of Mincha Shechaser does not apply by Lechem Aponim. As we explained, that since the Lechem Aponim is already separated from the Levoino, it's already similar to the Shiraim. After the Mincha has a Kmitza and the Shiraim is already designated, and no longer has a Psul Chaser, Lechem Aponim is always considered like that, it's always Hovrar, and therefore does not have the regular Psul Chaser of a Mincha. What we're dealing with over here is a new psul, and this psul is dependent on it being lechem aponim. That's only because man has to be mesuder on the shulchan. Once his man came where it's already ready to be nostalgic from the shulchan, it does not have this new psul of lechem aponim shechaser. If so, we now understand what the Rambam means to say, why he's paskening that the chiyuk between kaidim shapirik and lecha shapirik is not dependent on the levoino, it's not dependent on the silik bezichin, as we asked. We asked the chayot should be totally in the silik bezichin, which is similar to the ma'isik mitzah. As we're explaining here, we're not dealing with the regular psul of mincha shechaser kaidim kmitza. That surely would have been tali in the silik bezichin and not in the silik of the lechem. Here, what we're dealing with is a new psul that calls man the lechem is on the shulchan and has to be mesuder on the shulchan. It's not yet the time to take it off. It has a psul of chaser. Once he already took it off of the shulchan, or even if it's only he gives man lefarik, then already this psul chaser does not apply. Now, based on this, the Biskrov adds further that there will actually be another machalik between Rashi and the Rambam. Machalik is what exactly is a giyas man lefarik. Rashi over here says, when is a giyas man lefarik? She'ovru shei shois. He quotes the Gemara Masechet Nun Ches, Musafim b'sheish, b'zichim b'sheva. He's supposed to be makdu b'zichim in the seventh hour. Therefore, after sheish shois, after 6 hours of the day have passed already, that's when it's called a giyazman lefarik. Risk Rav explains this is because Rashi's understanding that a giyazman lefarik is kamisha pirko. The pshat is, once it's already time to be masakdu b'zichim, it's as if it's done already. And therefore, it's tali when is this man to be makdu b'zichim. However, b'das ha-rambam, giyazman lefarik doesn't mean when is the time to be makdu b'zichim. And when is the time that the lechem upon him no longer has a din to remain on the shulchan, and that's already from Shabbos in the morning. The din is the lechem upon him has to be placed on the shulchan on one Shabbos, and it has to remain there until the next Shabbos. That which is supposed to be marked with the bezichin in the seventh hour, it's not because the bezichin or the lechem is supposed to be on the shulchan until that time. It's a different din, that's the zman of the Seder HaKrova, the order of being marked with different things in the Beis HaMikdash. You're supposed to be marked with the Musaf b'sheishayis, and the bezichin afterwards b'shashviyis. But it's not because the bezichin or the lechem is supposed to be on the shulchan until that time. The zman when the bezichin and the lechem have to be on the shulchan is only till Shabbos right away in the morning. From that already, there's no din that the lechem or the bezichin have to still be on the shulchan. Therefore, the way the Rambam understands their Gemara, that once it's a giyazman lefarik, afabish leipirko kamisha pirko domi, it's a specific svar as far as the lechem upon him, that when it no longer has to be on the shulchan, then the new psal, the gzeiras hakosav, which says that if it's chaser, it's pasal, it's only when it still has to be on the shulchan. Once there's no longer din to keep them there, which is ready first thing Shabbos morning, the psal chaser no longer applies. Now continue on. B'hemshech, the Gemara goes into the machlokes between Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Elazar b'chavitei kain gadol, whether it's niskadosh l'chatzayin. The Gemara says, "My time with Rabbi Yochanan, Amar kro mincha machtzisa." The pasuk says mincha nin machtzisa. Rashi quotes the pasuk in Parshas Tav. The pasuk does not actually have those words mincha machtzisa together. As the pasuk says, "Ze korban aron uvanim asher yakrivu l'Hashem b'yomim moshech oisai asiris eifa seilos mincha tamid." Machtisa b'boikon and machtisa b'erev. Rabbi Yochanan is darshaning from that which the Torah first says the lashon of mincha, asiris eifa seilos mincha tamid. Then afterwards machtisa. From there he learns havei mincha v'achakach chitzehu. Rashi b'hemshach explains further machtisa mashma machtisa shoshlim azu shalafanov. Mashmais of the pasuk is that he has the whole mincha b'fanov, and from that he takes off half of it. That's what Rabbi Yochanan knows. They have to be makdish the entire mincha together. You can't bring half of it in the morning and half of it in the evening. As Biskrov points out, it still doesn't seem to be so simple to understand what exactly is this drush over here. The Chayyim could have understood that what you see from the pasuk simply is you can't be makdish half of it and then be makriv that half, and then bring another half later on in the evening to be makriv. Rather, you have to be makdish the entire mincha before you take half of it to be makriv that half in the morning. But you still, Chayyim, don't see that you have to be makdish the entire restarting together in one kli. If you makdish half of it, and then afterwards you makdish the second half in a different kli, or if you add it later to the same kli, where do you see that the first hakdasha on the first half of Yisarin is not a good hakdasha? All you see from this drasha is that by the time you're makriv the first half, it has to be that you're already makdish the entire Yisarin. You can't be makriv the first half if the second half was not yet niskadish. But you still don't have a makar that you have to be makdish all of it together, that the kedusha and chata Yisarin cannot be chal unless you have the full Yisarin. So the Biskrov had a tzad to answer this question and by explaining that once Rabbi Yochanan makes this drasha of mincha machtisa, havei mincha v'achakach chitzehu, you see that the whole thing has to be niskadosh already by the time he's bringing the first half. From there you see that it's really considered one mincha. If you look at it as if it's two menachos, you wouldn't say that you have to be mekadosh the whole thing before you mark up the first half. Once you already see that it's like one mincha, so by all menachos of din is you have to be mekadosh the whole thing. You can't be mekadosh half at a time. Mamela by minchas chavitin as well. In other words, what Rabbi Yochanan sees from this pasuk just is, don't say mitoich shekrev l'chatzayin, kadosh l'chatzayin, because if that was true, then you'd be able to be makdish half, and be makar of that half, and then only be makdish the second half later. Once you see from the pasuk that you cannot do that, you have to be makdish the whole thing before you're makar of the first half, then already we understand that it's like all the menachis, the din is that you cannot be makdish half at a time. The Briskov says, l'chor, this is what one could have suggested. However, he asks, he says, from the Hemshech of the Gemara, we see that this is not correct. Because the Hemshech, the Gemara brings a different member from Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says that if one is makdish half of Nisarin, v'dayte lohisif, Rabbi Yochanan holds that the din is that it is niskadish, and the Gemara asks, im isa leilus mi chavitin, l'chor you should learn from chavitin to all menachis, just like chavitin the din is that you cannot be makdish half at a time, but all menachis as well, you should not be able to be makdish half at a time. Rabbi Yochanan says, you see from here that even if the din would be by other menachis, that one can be makdish half at a time, minchas chavitin would still be different, since we have a drasha, according to Rabbi Yochanan, for mincha machtisa, that tells us you have to be makdish the whole thing together. From here you see the Biskarov says that from that drasha of Mincha Machsisa you see, even if other menachos would not have to be hukdash together all at one time, Minchas Chavitin would have to be, and if so, his question remains, how do you see that from Mincha Machsisa? Maybe it just means to say that before you makir of the first half, you had to have already been mekadesh the whole thing. Where do you see that you have to mekadesh the whole mincha together? And you can't say that already is similar to other menachos, because you see from the Gemara, even if other menachos, the deal would be that you can be mekadesh half at a time. By Minchas Chavitin, you would see from this drasha of the pasuk that you have to mekadesh the whole thing together. This kashi leaves b'tarachian. Now the shita of Rabbi Lazar, who argues, he holds mitoch shekrev lechatzayin kedosh lechatzayin. Gemara asks, how does he understand this pasuk? The pasuk that says mincha machtsisa. First, Gemara wanted to say that it's only lemitzvah, it's only din lechatchila to be makdish the whole thing together. But with the if you makdish half of it and makir of that half, it's also good. Gemara is doicha this pshat because it says the lashon of chuka. So the ma'aseh Gemara answers leinitzvcha ela lahaviyah shalim mi beisai. Rabbi Lazar understands this pasuk which says mincha and then machtsisa. Mashmoy says that it's machzis of the whole mincha. That tells us you have to bring the whole mincha mibesoy. You can't bring half of it in the morning and be makir of that half, and then bring the second half later on in the day and be makir of that half. You have to bring the whole thing together. Now what exactly does that mean that you have to bring the whole thing together? So here we have two mahalchim. Some achronim amongst them, the Chazanish, and Simon Chofalaf, Oishei, as well as in the Biskarov, they understand the Havi Shalim mibesoy means that the Kedusha's dam has to be all together. When he brings it from his house, meaning when he puts it into a kli to be makdash Kedusha's damim, at first he puts it into a kli chol and he's makdash it, that akdash has to be the whole Yisrael together. Afterwards, he could bring half of it to the Beis HaMikdash and be makdash it in a kli half at a time, the Kedusha's aguf will be half at a time, but akapam, the whole Kedusha's dam has to have been chal together. That's one pshat in Lahavi Shalim mibesoy. The Chavetz Chaim, however, in his Sefer Zevach Toidah, he has a different pshat. He says it means to say that you have to be makdash it all together, but it doesn't have to be in the same kli, it could be in two separate kalim. So the machoikas Rebbe Yochanan, Rebbe Lazar is, Rebbe Yochanan says you have to be makdash everything together in one kli sharis, you have to be makdash the holy sorin together. Rebbe Lazar holds you could be makdash the two chatzigis shreinim in two different kalim, it doesn't have to be in one kli. The Chavetz Chaim is bedayg like this from the lashon of Rashi, at the bottom of Zayin Amud Beis, and Dibur Maschal Ina Kedoshu Lechatzin, of theirs going in the sheet of Rabbi Yochanan, and Rashi explains, Im Nosan Chatzi Yisorim Bekli Zeh, Vechetziv Bekli Zeh Loi Kideish, V'yotzel Lechulin. When Rashi explains the sheet of Rabbi Yochanan, he says, you cannot be Mekadosh two halves in two different Kalim. And he says, Mashmoy says, that's what Rabbi Lazar argues on. Rabbi Lazar holds that you could be Mekadosh the two halves in two different Kalim. Not that Rabbi Lazar holds you could be Mekadosh one half in the morning, and only be Mekadosh the second half later when you come to be Mekadosh of that in the afternoon. Rather, you have to Mekadosh both of them, but it doesn't have to be in the same kli, it could be in two different kalim. Now what exactly does the Zevach Toidah mean? Does he mean to say that it has to be simultaneously, at the exact same moment all of the Yisrael is Niskadosh, just half of it was Niskadosh in one kli and half in the other kli? Is there a din according to Rabbi Lazar that the whole Yisrael has to be Niskadosh at the same moment? And the Chayr, what the Chavetz Chaim means to say is, similar to the kasha which the Biskarov asked before, he asked the kasha in Rabbi Yochanan, where do you see from the Pasuk, you have to be Mekadosh the whole Yisrael together? Maybe the pasuk is just saying that before your makir of the first half in the morning, the whole Yisrael has to have already been niskadish. That's his kashin Rabbi Yochanan, but lemaisa we know that the din is Rabbi Yochanan holds not like that. Rabbi Yochanan holds you do have to be makdish the whole thing at the same time. And perhaps this is gufa what he means to say. Rabbi Lazar argues on this nakuda, and Rabbi Lazar holds that you have to be makdish the whole Yisrael before your makir of the first half in the morning, but it doesn't have to be niskadish together. So in other words, it doesn't have to be niskadish the same moment, even if you're makdish in two different kalim. It doesn't mean to say that you have to be medayik to be makdish at the same time. It just means to say that you have to have been makdish the second half. It could even be in a second kli, but it has to have been niskadish before your makir of the first half. That's what it means, mechsam yishalim. What you're being makir of is half of the whole mincha which has already been niskadish from the whole mincha which was niskadish. You're makir of half of it, but it doesn't have to be that it was niskadish at the same time or in the same kli. It just has to be that it was already niskadish before your makir of the first half in the morning. And l'chor, there's a clear right to this point from the hemshach of the Gemara. Rabbi Hamshach brings the machoikus between Rav and Rabbi Yochanan. In the case of Hifish, Chatzi, Yisarim, Vedaita, Lohisif, Rav says that it's not Niskadish, Rabbi Yochanan says that it is Niskadish. And further on, the Gemara says, V'Rav b'chavitin k'man sfir lei, Iker Rabbi Lazar leilif mi'chavitin. If Rav would hold the sheet of Rabbi Lazar, that by Minchas Chavitin, half of it could be Niskadish without the other half, then Lachar, in his case as well, when you're Mafish, Chatzi, Yisarim, Vedaita, Lohisif, there also it should be Niskadish. Now in the case of Rav, where he's Daita, Lohisif, his intention is to add another half of Yisrael to the same kli, Obviously, we're talking about the cases he was not mekadosh the second half in a different kli at the same time. If we understand that the din of Reb Lozer by Chavitin is that he has to be makdish all of it at the same time, just it could be in two different kelim, when he says, if we mean to say that he has to be makdish all of it, just it doesn't have to be in the same kli, then what's the Gemara's kasha that if Rav would holy Reb Lozer, in Rav's case also, we're only makdish chatzi yisarin, you should be niskadish, in that case, you're not makdish the other half of yisarin in a different kli, and there even Reb Lozer would be maskim that it's not niskadish. From here, Lachar is a clear raya. The Rav Lozer does not mean to say that you have to be makdish both halves just to be in two different kelim. Rather, he holds you could be makdish one half and the kedushas chal even before you're makdish the second half. It's just that from the words mincha machsisa we learn lahavi shalim mebeisay means that before you're makdish the first half, it has to be that by then already you're makdish the second half. And the truth is, we could ask a similar ha'ara, and that is if you hold a derech the other achrayim, the chaznish, the biskarov. And nice, we should add this is also the mashmais of Taisus later on that nun amid beis. And Dibra Maschal Mechza Ovad, Taisav there also seems to learn this way, that according to Reb Lozer, all you need is that it should be Niskadish together, Kedushas Domim. It doesn't have to be that the second half has Kedushas Haguf. If you learn this way, that Lavia Shalim Mebeisim means you have to have been Mekadish the whole thing with the Kedushas Domim together. If so, Lachar also, what is the Gemara's comparison for the Machalikas Rav and Reb Yochanan? Gemara says that if Rav would holy Reb Lozer, then they should be Niskadish even without the other half. Lachar, the case of Rav and Reb Yochanan is talking about the Lashon is Hifrish Chatzi Yisarin V'dayte Lahoisif. The Lashon of Hifrish is Mashma that the second half he wasn't even Mekadosh Kedushas Domim. Usually the Lashon Hifrish is referring to setting something aside to be for a carbon. That's when he's Mekadosh with Kedushas Domim. So it would be Mashma that here the second half was not even Hufresh. If so, that it was not even set aside, it didn't even have Kedushas Domim, then the Gemara's Kasha would not be difficult. How could the Gemara ask that if Rav holds like Reb Lozer, then the first half should be Niskadosh even without the second half? If over there the second half didn't even have Kedushas Domim, even Reb Lozer is maskim that the Kedusha cannot be chal in half without the other half. If that's what Reb Lozer means to say, L'havi shalim mebeisay, you have to be Mekadosh the whole thing Kedushas Domim, then the there is no seer between Rav and Reb Lozer. Perhaps according to these achrayim, you have to be matchik that the Lashon Hifish is another way of saying Higdish, but in Echnami, the whole thing already has Kedushas Domim, and that's why there's a machik between Rav and Reb Yochanan, and that's what the Gemara says, Rav will not fit with the Shita of Reb Lozer. Now, continue on to another point. On this Gemara, which we just mentioned, the Gemara says, L'chair the Shita of Rav, who says, in the case of Hifrish Chatzi Yisarim V'dayte Lohisif, that it's not in the Skadish L'chatzoin, does not fit with the Shita of Reb Lozer. So I'll mention here again the Taisis on Dav Zayin Amar Beis. The obvious problem over here, L'chair, is Reb Lozer says a specific svar by Chavitin, Mertech Shekrev L'chatzoin, Kedosh L'chatzoin, how would he be able to learn from here to other Menachis, which are not Krev L'chatzoin? So again, as we saw Taisis before, according to the second and third teretz of Tosfos, the din of Reb Lozer is not specifically by Chavitin, it's by all Menachis. The second teretz of Tosfos says that from Chavitin you can learn to other places. Once you know Lemaisa that the din is that it's Neskadosh L'chatzoin, you should be able to learn to other Menachis. According to the final teretz of Tosfos, that which Reb Lozer says, Matoich Shekrev L'chatzoin, Kedosh L'chatzoin, it's only the Svaras Reb Yochanan, he himself doesn't need this Svara, he holds that the Mincha will be Neskadosh, even without coming onto the fact that it's Krev L'chatzoin. He just meant to ask that even if you or Reb Yochanan argue on me, but at least by Minchas Chavitin you should be maskim to me because it's Krev L'chatzoin. According to that also, the din of Reb Lozer is true by all Menachis, and the Gemara would have a good kasha that Rav does not seem to fit with the Shita of Reb Lozer. However, according to the first Mahalach of Taisvis, the first Mahalach of Taisvis held that the Sfar of Reb Lozer is bedafka only by Minchas Chavitin where it's Krev L'chatzoin, that's where it's Kadesh L'chatzoin. If so, L'chair, the Gemara over here would be difficult. How could the Gemara say that Rav doesn't fit with Reb Lozer? Rav was talking about other Menachis, and there Reb Lozer is maskim that it's not Niskadosh L'chatzoin. So Tosfos himself addresses this kasha, and he says, what you have to say is, Choshev Leidaita Lohisif Kim Baitaima Dimitoich. The Makshu asked the kasha over here, he held, in the case of Daita Lohisif, that's already comparable to the case of Chavitin, where it's Karev L'chatzoin. Obviously, this would need a Hesber. What is the comparison? Minchas Chavitin, which is Karev L'chatzoin, that would be as far to say they could also be Niskadosh L'chatzoin. Why would that be comparable to a case where you're daite lohisif? Over there it's a mincha which cannot be karev l'chatzoin, you need a full yisarin to be makriv. Why should it be that the fact that he intends to be moisif more in the same klisharis, that already makes it comparable to a minchas chavitin which could be karev l'chatzoin? This obviously needs a hesber. We'll have to leave this b'tzarachin, but we will mention the Karen Ayer has a different test to the kasha of Tosfos. He says that when the Gemara here says that Rav is yalef milso mi milso, and therefore you should also learn from Chavitin to other Menachos that they're Niskadosh L'chatzoin, The limud of Rav is different than the other limudim in the sugya over here. For example, when the Gemara says B'das Rebeichanon, then since he holds that B'minchas Chavid they cannot be in the sky of Shlechatzoin, he should learn from there to other Menuchas also that they cannot be in the sky of Shlechatzoin. When he asks, that's a steer to that which Rebeichanon says that if it's Hifrish Chatzi Yisarim V'dayte Lohisif, that it is in the Skadish. The other Gemara means to say we should make an actual limud from Chavitin, where it's not in the sky of Shlechatzoin, the other Menuchas also are not in the sky of Shlechatzoin. However, when the Gemara discusses over here in Rav, that he's the Aleph Milsa Mimilsa, Gemar B'Hemshech brings that which Rav holds, Mincha Kadosha B'loi Shemin, Shekin Wetzinu B'lechem Aponim, B'loi Levoina, Shekin Wetzinu B'minchas Nesachim, B'loi Shemin B'loi Levoina, Shekin Wetzinu B'minchas Chayta. What Rav is learning over there is, once we find an example of a Mincha, even though it's a Mincha which does not need Shemin, still it could be in a Skadish without the Shemin, that would be a Makar to say that even a Mincha which does need Shemin, it could be in a Skadish without the Shemin. So even though there's an obvious difference, reason not to learn one from the other, a mincha which does not need shemen, obviously it's neskadish without the shemen. How can that be a makar that a mincha which does need shemen, that it could also be neskadish without the shemen? What Rav means to say is that once we find a precedent, once we find the concept of a mincha being neskadish without the shemen, that's already enough to tell us that a mincha which does require shemen also, the silence itself could be neskadish, it won't be a kiddush gomer, it won't be ready for akrava, but it'll be enough of a kiddush to say that it cannot be yotze l'chulin. Rashi further on in Dibur Maschal, Mincha Kadosha B'loi Shemen, he explains this way, that what learning is that the Seilus is Neskadish Linin, that it's not Yotze L'chulin, learning that from that which we find from a Mincha, which does not require Shemen, the Seilus itself could be Neskadish. We can even learn from a case which is Mitzvah Sebekach, that's the way it's supposed to be done without Shemen, to a case of Ein Mitzvah Sebekach, where the Mincha is supposed to have Shemen, the guy with this din, that it's no longer able to be Yotze L'chulin. And therefore the Karanayu explains, that's what the Gemara means to ask over here as well. Once we find Rav makes this type of limud, then already we can ask the Kasha, why does Rav hold that if you only mafish a half of Yisarin, that it's not Niskadish? Once we find that there is such a Mincha, which half of it could be Niskadish without the other half, a Mincha Schavitin, even over there there's a specific Svara, Mitoch Shekrevi L'chatzayin, Kadosh L'chatzayin, but it should be enough of a precedent to say that we do find such a Mincha that it could be Niskadish L'chatzayin. If so, every Mincha also, at least as far as Pidyon is concerned, that should no longer be able to be Yotze L'chulin, we should say that it should be Neskadish L'chatzoin, since we do find such a Mincha, which is Neskadish L'chatzoin. And based on this, the Karen Ari makes the Cheshbin, that the Gemara before brought a Braisa, Machlekes Tanoim, Meleim, Eim Meleim, El Shleimin, and the Beis says, Eim Asai Bezman She'in Daite Lohisef, Alva Zman She'in Daite Lohisef, Rishin Rishin Kodosh. He says, the point of the way we're explaining now, even though Rabbi Lazar holds that by Chavitin it is Neskadish L'chatzoin, it doesn't necessarily have to be that Rabbi Lazar is Tali Anus Machlekes Tanoim. Rabbi Lazar does not necessarily have to hold like Rabbi Yosi, he could even hold like the Tanna Kamba. That which the Gemara wanted to say, that according to Rav, if you hold like Rabbi Lazar, that by Chavitin it's Neskadosh L'chatzayin, then all Menachos should be Neskadosh L'chatzayin, that's only because Rav, we know he makes this type of limud, he learns from Mitzvah Sebekach to Eim Mitzvah Sebekach, he learns this concept that once you find the precedent of a Mincha which could be Neskadosh a certain way, then all Menachos should also have to be Neskadosh that way, that's something which only we know Rav holds that way. Rabbi Lazar does not have to agree to that. And if for Rav, if he would hold like Rabbi Lazar that by Chavitin it would be Neskadosh L'chatzayin, then he would have to hold that by all Menachos it's Neskadosh L'chatzayin. But Shankin, according to Rabbi Lazar himself, although we do know that he holds by Chavitin that it's Neskadosh L'chatzayin, it doesn't necessarily mean that he has to hold by other Menachos as well that they're Neskadosh L'chatzayin. Rabbi Lazar holds a specific svar by Chavitin where it's Krevel L'chatzayin, and perhaps he's not maskum to this type of limud which Rav holds of. The once you find one mincha could be neskadish in a certain way, and another mincha could be neskadish that way also, even though that mincha is really chaser without it, Rabbi Lazar does not have to hold of that limud. Therefore, he would not be able to learn from Chavitin to other menachos, but other menachos he would be maskim that they could not be neskadish lechatzoin. Now, continue on. Behemshach Ligmar brings the machoikis between Rav and Rabbi Chanino. The shita of Rav is that mincha is neskadish without shemen or without levino, and Rabbi Chanino holds loizu kadosha b'loizu v'loizu kadosha b'loizu. Now we could pose an interesting shiloh over here. What would Rabbi Chanina hold in a case where it was daitei lohisif? We saw previously there's a machlekes Rav and Rabbi Yechanan. If he's only mafresh chatzi yisarin v'daitei lohisif, Rav says that it's not niskadish, Rabbi Yechanan says that it is niskadish. Daitei lohisif makes it that the chatzi yisarin could be niskadish without the other half of the yisarin. And if we'll assume that Rabbi Chanina could be maskim to Rabbi Yechanan, that daitei lohisif helps when you're not mekadish all of the yisarin of Seilis, you only mekadish half of the yisarin. Daitei lohisif helps, so that half should be neskadish. And the shaila is what would be as far as the shemen and the levina. According to Bchanina, cannot be neskadish without the shemen or the levina. If he is daitei lohisif in that kli, the shemen and the levina, would that help? Can it be neskadish? According to Rav, that says over here, that the Milcha could be Niskadish even without Shemin or Luvayna. The Eden of Rav surely is even without Daita Loisif. Even if he does not intend to add the Shemin and the Luvayna into this Kli, still could be Niskadish. This is Muchach in the Gemara, because Gemara asks Akasha that according to Rav Chanina, Yisarin Loma Nimshach. The Kli of Yisarin in the base of Migdash, why was it Nimshach with Shemin Amishcha? If anyways it's not going to be Mekadish the Seles fits into the Yisarin, the Shemin and the Luvayna do not fit, so you can have to put it into a different Kli. And if the Seles cannot be Niskadish without the Shemin and the Luvayna, why was the Yisarin Nimshach? And Gemara answers, it was Nimshach for Minchas Chayta, which does not have Shemin or Luvayna. It's Muchach in the Gemara that according to Rav, it would be good why the Yisarin is Nimshach, because it could be Mekadish the Seles without the Shemin or the Luvayna. Now clearly in that case, where you put the Seles into the Yisarin and it's Niskadish, you don't have intentions to be Moisif the Shemin or the Luvayna in that Kli, it's not going to fit in that Kli. Al Karchach, his intentions are to transfer the Seles into a different Kli, and there be Moisif the Shemin and the Luvayna. So surely according to Rav, that which the Yisarin could be Niskadish without the Shemin and the Luvayna, that's even without Daita Lohisif. However, as Shaila is according to Rav Chanina, could we suggest that perhaps he'll be Moide that Daita Lohisif would help, if we assume that it helps, Adarach Lashidu Rabbi Yechanan, that when you're Mekadish Chatzi Yisarin and it's Daita Lohisif, it helps. What about if you're Daita Lohisif, the Shemin and the Luvayna, could the Seles be Niskadish even before you add the Shemin and the Luvayna? And perhaps it's as far as to say that even if you do hold like Rabbi Yechanan, that being Mekadish Chatzi Yisarin helps, when there's Daita Lohisif, even if Rabbi Chanina will be masking to that, but it's only in the case where you don't need Shemin and Luvayna, like by Minchas Chayta, in the case where you need Shemin and Luvayna, then the Minchas Nakim Niskadish without the Shemin and Luvayna, even if it's Daita Lohisif. L'chair, there's as far to say, the Daita Lohisif only helps when you start putting the Seles into the Yisarin, and his tension is to continue and add the rest of the Yisarin. There the Seles could be Niskadish even before he reaches the full Yisarin, since it's Daita Lohisif. But in a Mincha which needs Shemin and Luvayna, and he hasn't Bechlal started to add the Shemin and the Luvayna, perhaps over there we could say that their Daita Lohisif would not help, and cannot be Niskadish without the Shemin and Luvayna according to Rav Chanina. Now on the other hand, there is a Svar to say the opposite, and that is perhaps even if you hold not like the Shita of Rabbi Yochanan, rather you hold like Rav, a Daita Lohisif by Seles does not help. A Mincha which needs a full Yisarin, Chatzi Yisarin cannot be Niskadish, even if he intends to add to the same Kli the rest of the Yisarin. However, perhaps you can still hold a Daita Lohisif does help by Shemin and the Luvayna. And the Pshat would be that a Mincha which requires a full Yisarin, so Chatzi Yisarin of Seles, which is Chosar in the Shir of Seles, half of the Yisarin, not Roy for the Mincha, and therefore it cannot be Niskadish, you need to be Mekadish the whole Yisarin. Ashenkin Shemin and the Luvayna, there's a din that the Mincha needs the Shemin and the Luvayna, but perhaps Rav Chanina would hold that for that it is enough to be Daita Lohisif. Even if he holds Daita Lohisif does not help for the Seles, it could be that it would help for the Shemin and the Luvayna. Well, we can take a look at the Sfas Emes, he poses this Shaila, and the Shmais of the Sfas Emes is that the Shaila B'das Rav Chanina, if Daita Lohisif on the Shemin and Luvayna would help, it's only if you hold Adarach Lashid of Rav Yechanan, the Chatzi Yisarin could be Niskadish, and the Shmais is that if it does not help by the Seles, then surely over here by the Shemin and Luvayna, it will not help. Now, I'll discuss another point in the Sheet of Rav Chanina. Taisis talks about this in Dibur Maschel Ulur Chanina. According to the Sheet of Rav Chanina, how exactly would they Mekadish and then divide the Minchas Chavit? And Taisis describes that according to Rav Chanina, you have to Mekadish the Seles with the Shemin together, but since you have to divide it afterwards into two halves, so he says, Akarch, what you had to have done was you put it into a big Bisa, a big basin. You put the Shemin and the Seles without mixing them. On one side of the Bisa you put the Seles, on the other side the Shemin. This way it's all Niskadish together in one Kli. Then afterwards you take the Yisarin and you divide it in half. Taisus uses this to explain, according to Rav Chanina, what is the Kli of the Chatzi Yisarin Nimshach for? Why is that necessary to be Moshechet? The Chatzi Yisarin L'chair was never used to be Mekadish Seles because you have to always be Mekadish together with the Shemin. Rishnama, full Yisarin. The Gemara says it's negev for Minchas Chayta, where you don't have Shemin and Luvayna, but why was the Chatzi Yisarin Nimshach? Taisus explains, according to Rav Chanina, that what you did by the Minchas Chavitin was you Mekadish the whole thing together in a Bisa, and afterwards you have to divide the Yisarin, so you measure it out in a Kli of a Chatzi Yisarin. Therefore, the Kli of the Chatzi Yisarin had to have been Nimshach, Taisus explains, because once you Mekadish the Yisarin in a Kli Sharis, it would be a Gnai to afterwards put it into a Kli Chayil. But Hakopam, Taisus says, Akarch, what you had to have done was you had to have been Mekadish, the Shemin, and the Seles together in the Kli, but Akarcha, you cannot have mixed them together, because once the Seles and the Shemin is mixed together, there's no way that afterwards you could divide the Yisarin into two equal Chatzi Yisarinim. Once it's already mixed with the Shemin, it will be impossible to know exactly how much is the Chatzi Yisarin of Seles. Therefore, Akarcha, you kept them separately, but you Mekadish them together in the Bisa. Now Tosfos over here is mevur that according to Reb Chanina, even though Reb Chanina holds that the mincha could be niskadish only if it's with the shemen and the levina, it doesn't necessarily have to be that it's mixed together. As long as they're in the same kli shayis together, they could already be niskadish. However, as we'll see, this is not so pasha. The Gemara in Amud Beis says, "Vav Shmuel Savla k'Rav." Gemara brings it right that Shmuel holds like the sheet of Rav that the seres could be niskadish without the shemen and the levina, not like the sheet of Reb Chanina. The Raya is from that which Shmuel says. You know, there's a Mishnah in Zvachim Peiches which says Kli Alach Mekachin Esalach Umidas Yovish Mekachin Esayovish Vein Kli Alach Mekachin Esayovish Vlei Midas Yovish Mekachin Esalach. Still, Shmuel says that the Mizrkois they could be Mekadosh the Yovish. He brings a right from the Pasuk Shnei Meleim Sedus Belula Bashem and Lemincha, and the more explains Shmuel's right was Lenisrcha El Yovish Sheba, which Rashi explains that every Mincha Belula has to have some places where the Sedus was not mixed well and it's still considered Yovish. That was Shmuel's raya that even Mizrkois could be mekachin as a yovish. B'akavam was negay to Ersigah. The Gemara is bringing a raya from here that Shmuel holds like the sheet of Rav, not like Reb Chanina. Now Shmuel says that there are certain parts of the mincha that are considered yovish. That's how Shmuel is able to prove that the Mizrkois could be mekachin as a yovish. B'akavam, if they're still yovish and they're not nivla with shemen, the chayde should not be able to be niskadish b'chlal. It must be that Shmuel holds the derech the sheet of Rav that even says which is not nisayed b'shemen that could still be niskadish. This is the way Rashi learns the Gemara. Tosfos has a different pshat. But according to Rashi, from here you see that according to Reb Chanina who holds the Sedus cannot be niskadish with the Shemen, the way Rashi understands the Gemara over here, it would be muchach that according to Reb Chanina you would need that the Sedus was nivlal with the Shemen, not simply that they're in the same Kli. This is how it would be not like Tosfos says in Amud Aleph, that as long as they're in the same Kli, even if they're not touching each other, Bechlal, they could be niskadish together. From here, the way Rashi is learning the Gemara in Amud Beis, it's muchach that according to Chanina, it has to be that the Sedus and the Shemen are Nivlal together in order for it to be Niskadish. And the truth is, in the Shittim Mekobetzis over here in Ois Beis, he brings B'Shem Rabbeinu Gershom, who says B'Feish like this, that according to the Shittim Reb Chanina, Eina Yochel Lekadosh HaMincho, Adshi Anicheno Bebiso V'Yivlaleno. He says B'Feish that the Mincho could only be Niskadish after the Shemen is there, and it's Nivlal together. This is how being Medaik, also from Rashi, Rashi holds Aderech this as well, B'Das Reb Chanina. It will be interesting to understand what exactly is the Yisrael Machlaikis between Tosfos, Keneged Rashi and Rabbeinu Gershon in the Shitas of Chanina.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Maram HaKlemis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.